Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgie with your 8am Z Lines.
In local news, a large wood mulching industries location in Swanbank has had its application denied by Ipswich City Council to receive appropriate time to commit to odour management operations. The waste company sought a 3-year extension to a decision by the Planning and Environment Court that required the facility to be covered up by September this year so as to control odorous waste streams that would impact surrounding suburbs. A 2025 report into waste industry facilities in the Swanbank area found that odours were negatively impacting respiratory, ear, nose, throat, neurological, gastrointestinal, skin and the mental health of residents, with the wood mulching company being labelled a primary source. Wood mulching industries argues against such findings and claims that their operating standards and future management plan poses no threat of odour impacts upon the community.
The new stadium being built for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games at Victoria Park will be situated in a central position near Gilchrist Avenue. The Queensland government will reveal the precise location of the 63,000-seat arena on Wednesday, as well as unveil the first early designs of the stadium. Preparatory work to build the stadium will also kick off soon, once the land is transferred to the Games Independent Infrastructure and Coordination Authority on June 1st. The Gabba, which was once flagged as the main stadium under Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, is set to be demolished following the 2032 Games to make way for urban renewal.
In national news, the federal Australian government has temporarily lowered the standards of diesel in an effort to rebuild the petrol supply amid shortages and hundreds of stations running dry. Energy Minister Chris Bowen said on Tuesday that the flashpoint or technical threshold standard of diesel has been lowered so that Australia can receive imports from countries with a lower burning standard like Canada, the US and Europe. The flashpoint has been reduced now from 61.5 degrees Celsius to 60.5. The decision becomes among concerns from analysts of a limited amount of imports, impacting continued loss of supply, with research director at Wood Mackenzie, Mr. Sushant Gupta, saying that the government planning has to start now.
In a first in 13 years, up to 35,000 teachers went on strike across Victoria. The sea of red-shirted staff could be seen sweeping across Melbourne, leading up to the steps of the Parliament House. Around 8 months ago, the Australian Education Union went into negotiations and demanded a 35% pay rise to meet rising costs after threats of a strike were raised. The government responded with an offer of 18.5%, with increases being uneven across staff and set to rise gradually over the few years, leading some members of the union to accuse the government of attempting to divide teachers and staff. Edward Arthur, the primary leader at the School for the Deaf in Victoria, said that the teachers are more stretched now than ever before, with shortages as some teachers move interstate for better pay. Edward said that both teachers and parents were in the streets on the day of the rally, with one mum even messaging him, "I'll keep my child home, you go get a pay rise."
And in international news, aid to some of the world's poorest countries that goes towards programs such as schools and medical clinics will be slashed by 56% in a UK budget cut. The cuts look to reduce bilateral aid by £900 million between 2028 and 2029, impacting African countries the most, along with a significant effect on disability, women and children's services, as the budgeting seeks to bolster the UK's military spending. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper describes the decision as, quote, a difficult choice in the face of international threats, with aid funding now being prioritised for countries in conflicts such as Palestine, Sudan and Ukraine.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
And there you go. You made it through 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, though, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.